All right, welcome back to the Leafs Ice Center here in West Dundee, Illinois. After two periods of play, it's the Chicago Cougars trailing the Wisconsin Rapids River King 2-1. Well, Brandon, first period, Cougars come out with a 1-0 lead, but then the River King is able to respond in that second period with a power play goal and an even strength goal, leading this game 2-1. What are your thoughts on that second period of play?
Took too many penalties. That's what gave the River Kings the momentum, is putting us in the box. We have to take that momentum that we took from the first period on our power or our penalty kill and take that and put it into this a minute and 11 second power play. That's how we're going to have to score. Keep traffic in front of the net, play down low, the points.
We'll see if they're able to do that here again. The minute 11 on the penalty to Mance. Check that. That's Dylan Torres in the box for the River Kings. So, but again, there's no face-off because the penalty eclipsed between the two periods. The face-off's going to come at center ice. So even if the Cougars win the draw, they still have to get zone entry. Now, it's a little easier because you're going 5-on-4, but you have to still win the draw, and B, you still have to have good entry on it, and then you have to have speed in case you dump it in, which hopefully you shouldn't have to, but we'll see how this face-off goes.
If they can chip it in deep enough behind the net, I feel like they can. They just got to get that speed going, got to get the legs going.
Well, the only thing with that, though, is Harrison Cole and Stiles are quick on the defense, especially Cole. So he's good at reading plays and, you know, being able to be in the right place at the right time. He has the skating ability to recover quickly. So that's one of the challenges. If you're going to chip it down low, Cole might get there first. And if he does, he knows what to do with the puck. So, lots of options. But, you know, like we talked about, they have to win the draw first. I don't know what we're waiting for here. They might be waiting for the ice to dry. Oh, yeah, I think if you look, it's a little – still a little soupy over there, right, in the Cougar zone because the Zamboni cleared up, got off the ice, I want to say, with about a minute left in the intermission. That's because they had a late start there. So, all right, here we go. Getting ready for the faceoff, and we're underway. Third period action on Hockey TV, powered by the Illinois Media School. Chicago Cougars trailing 2-1 on the power play with a minute left. Here comes Andrew Van Dyke. Cross-ice pass trying to feed Kavanaugh. That goes awry. Harrison Cole gets there. He'll ring it around to the near boards and out. Riffle will chase after it. Jones will leave it behind the goal line for him. Now Riffle behind his own net. He's going to skate it out. Passing it out of the reach of Kavanaugh. So two passes going awry. And that's not an effective power play right now for the Cougars. Let's see if Helf can carry it over. Helf at the red line. He's going to have to circle back. Good pressure by Reed Kaiser. Now Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh stops, feeds it to Helf. Helf gets it inside the zone along the near board, stops at the near circle, drops it back down to Kavanaugh. Cross-ice pass to Van Dyke, far circle. Back to Kavanaugh, top of the slot. Kavanaugh. Over to the near circle now. Helf, Michael Helf, cross-ice pass to Van Dyke, far circle. Back to Riffle, fires a shot, and sticked into the near corner by Schutte. And puck kept in by Helf. Penalty is over. Van Dyke fires a shot on net. Schutte makes the save and holds on. No rebound given. So the Cougars were able to get a couple cracks at it there, Brandon, but unable to capitalize. But eventually, they were able to get some movement. There you see the shot by Riffle.
They just didn't have bodies in front of the net.
Right.
The goalie saw that all the way through.
And that one, too, that far shot from a tough angle there by Van Dyke. Schutte is able to hold on and make the save.
Easy save for him.
All right, both teams back at full strength now as the puck is still inside the River Kings zone. Cross-ice pass goes in front of goaltender Schutte. Now the River Kings look to take possession. Here is McGowran. McGowran loses it to Marinovich. And he pinches it in, keeps it in along the far boards. Coming out with it, though, is Demakopoulos. Demakopoulos chips it inside the zone. Henry Laukkanen will chase after it behind the net. And now Kelly gets it along the near boards. Taken away by Lindsay. Parshall tried to flip it inside the zone. It went off Sincaric, and then Parshall got the rebound and threw it on net. Schutte makes the save and holds on with 17:59 to play. 2-1 River Kings.
As this game's went on, Schutte's gotten just better and better. But we got to get in front of him, create traffic. That's the only way we'll beat him today.
Let's see if they can do that. And it is another key faceoff for the Cougars. Get a set play. Unable to corral it, however. Stiles did a good job of tying up. Riffle to not allow a pass get to the slot. Here comes Peterson. He'll skate it inside the zone. Fires a shot that goes over the net. Rebound quarters. And he flips it over the net into the near corner. Madonia throws it cross ice to Riffle on the far boards. Kept in by Stiles. Stiles. Now Riffle gets it to Marcuselli. Delbrasine carries it inside the zone. He's checked off the puck. Now Delbrasine back on his skates to Madonia. Top of the near circle. Fires a shot. Easy pad save made by Schutte. And the River Kings go the other way. Peterson in quarters. Peterson passes to try to get it through to quarters. And getting a stick on it was Norman. Now Delbrasine will take control. Throw it to the far boards.
Stiles is hurting. He was on the ice for a while there.
And now the Cougars look to take the puck away. Carried inside center ice. Delbrasine fires it on net. Glove save made by Schutte. And Delbrasine will go off for a change. Here's Harrison Cole. Cole skating it up along the near boards. Gets past Moskalik. Oh, and then Cole slams Bishop into the near corner. Van Boeklin centered in a shot. Save made on the shot by Mance. Jones with the save. Sincaric dumps it back inside the Cougar zone. Bishop flips it over to Kavanaugh at the far corner. Stolen away by Mance, then taken away by Helf. Here comes Helf along the far boards. He loses the puck, taken away by McGowran. And now Kaiser flips it out to center ice. He's checked off the puck on a heavy hit by Michael Helf. And now here comes Moskalik. Moskalik stick handles around McGowran. Fires a shot on net. Blocker save made by Schutte. River Kings go the other way. Dimakopoulos with Mance on his right. Fires a shot. Glove save made by Jones with Mance coming in on the doorstep. No rebound given by goaltender Jones. All right, let's take a look. You see Jones here with a quick glove save. Mance waiting and ready to pounce on the rebound. No rebound given. A little better rebound control there by Jones, although it helps when it goes into your webbing. Here's Lindsay. Chips it ahead to the far boards. Riffle chips it down into the River King zone. That's chased down by Brett DeLatte of the River Kings. He'll throw it to the far boards where Torres gets there first. Tries to kip it out. Kept in by Ross. Shot towards the net. And DeLatte was able to block it. Now Kelly will bring it in along the near boards inside the Cougar zone. He's bumped off the puck by Laukkanen. Ross throws it off the glass. Lindsay picks up the loose puck. Cross-ice pass behind Riffle. And he had to dump it into the zone and head off for a change. DeLatte gets it over to Dylan Torres. Now Ross fires a shot on net. Kelly will take it in the neutral zone. Feeds it to Torres along the far boards. Back to Kelly. Kelly still has the puck, top of the circle. Now down low behind the Cougars' net. Gets bumped off the play by Eric Norman. And now Delbrasine chips it ahead. Here comes Michael Helf. He's got Van Dyke on his right. Harrison Cole gets there first, throws it along the near boards. Puck jumps out to center ice. Bumped off the play was Kelly. And Norman will get the puck. I believe that's going to be an interference call. Yes, interference on Norman. And Coach Stouffer's not in agreement with that call, but Michael Helf getting the interference call.
Let's see how good their penalty kill is for this. Giving up one on the penalty kill.
Yeah, they definitely can't afford another one here, so they're going to have to tighten up.
if they kill this off, I feel like they'll have the momentum.
All right, let's see here. Now they're switching players, not allowing a late player change. So Van Dyke coming onto the ice. Partial goes off. Van Dyke tossed from the circle. And Lindsay goes in for the draw. He actually wins it, but it gets pushed ahead to Stiles. Stiles over to Mantz, top of the near circle. Back to Stiles, top of the slot. Fires a shot towards the net, gets deflected into the near corner. Mantz gets there first, intercepted by Van Dyke. Van Dyke and Lindsay. Here comes Van Dyke. Fires a shot into the skate of Stiles. Now Van Dyke chips it out to center ice, but Mantz was there to intercept it. Now Van Boeckelen carries it over along the far boards. Top of the far circle, Mantz fires a shot. Save made by Jones. And rebound loose. Eric Norman coming out with it. Tries to throw it to the far corner, and Kaiser tries to get there. And he keeps it inside the zone. Kaiser taking the puck off the stick of Van Dyke. And now doing a good job there is Nate Madonia, dumping it down inside the River Kings zone with 1:06 remaining on the River Kings power play. Here's Lindsay carrying it back inside the zone. Taken down and getting the call. And some additional work there by Van Boeckelen as he's going to go off for tripping. Tripping is the call as Lindsay was able to force Van Boeckelen to make a play there with his speed. So now that'll nullify the power play for the River Kings, and we'll have four skaters aside for the next 57 seconds.
4-on-4, more open ice. Let's see what happens with this.
Let's see who Coach Stouffer puts out there. He's going to have Muskalic, Aronovich, Kavanaugh, and Bishop for the River Kings. Looks like Quarters, Peterson, Cole. And number four, that's Sinkarik. All right, here comes Aronovich. Stick handles around the center ice. Dumped in by Bishop. Oh, jumps out to Schutte. Centered it into the slot. Kavanaugh couldn't corral it. A couple whacks at it, but he couldn't get anything on it. Now the puck goes thrown inside the zone. Jones chases after it. Throws it behind his own net. Goes over to Muskalic. Chipped ahead to Aronovich. Aronovich drops it back to Muskalic outside of his reach. And Peterson will take possession, drop it down low to Harrison Cole. 10 seconds remaining on the River Kings, or on the Cougars penalty. And then they'll have a power play for the next 58 seconds. Here's Harrison Cole. Stops at the near circle. Gets muscled off the puck there by Aronovich. And now Muskalic will skate it ahead. Power play time for the Cougars. Muskalic back to the point to Laukkanen. Laukkanen being pressured from behind by Cole. Now Muskalic to Helf. Michael Helf in the slot. Top of the circle. Puck gets deflected wide. Lindsay tries to get there first. Comes back to Laukkanen. Laukkanen over to defense. Ross. Shot gets deflected. And let's see if faceoff stays inside the zone. We have 32 seconds remaining on the power play for the Cougars. Yes, faceoff will remain inside the zone to the left of goaltender Schutte.
They're playing with a lot more momentum this period than they did the last.
All right. Key draw here. River Kings win the draw. Oh, on that hit off the helmet of Schutte. Puck is loose in the slot. Gets deflected along the near boards. Riffle. Cross ice pass now to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh stick handling over to Helf. Helf decided not to shoot and passed it. And because of that, the puck knocked outside the zone. Probably should have just shot it. Looking for numbers though. Kavanaugh carries it in. Has the puck stolen away by Tyler Albitz. Kept in, however, by the Cougars. Here's Van Dyke. Van Dyke, top of the slot, over to Helf, top of the far circle, stick handling, throws it towards the slot, unable to get it through. Now Muskalic in the far corner, both teams back at full strength. To Van Dyke in the near corner. Van Dyke throws it back down low. Michael Helf, now that's Riffle. Muskalic has the pass elude him, but Van Dyke gets there first. Oh, he had Riffle in the slot, he didn't see him. Otherwise, Riffle would have had a nice opportunity for the shot, but Van Dyke didn't see him. Now Helf takes the puck behind his own net, skates it ahead. He's got a head of steam, carrying it inside the zone, has the puck knocked off the play, and we're going to get another penalty. And we're getting a hooking call against the River Kings. And heading to the box will be James Stiles. Well, we said now or never on the last one. This is another now or never opportunity for the Cougars. All right, faceoff will be to the right of goaltender Schwede. Lindsay digs it out behind the goal line, throws it back to Marinovic. Marinovic back to Lindsay, near point Bishop. Far point Laukkanen, over to Lindsay. Pass was outside of his reach, and off to circle back. Down low, into the slot. Marinovic fires a shot. Shoot, he makes the save, and he holds on. No rebound given. Good setup there by the Cougars.
Traffic in front of the net, that's what they need. Create havoc.
Yep. Here we go. Get a look at the replay. Into the net. Nice feed into Marinovic.
Little pushing and shoving. Create some room.
Oh, and that puck was lying loose, actually. But referee didn't see it. They have to blow the whistle. All right. Marinovic to Marinovic. That's always good for an announcer. All right. Over to Bishop. Marinovic back to Bishop outside of his reach. Some careless passing there has hurt the Cougars on a couple of these power plays. They have to be more crisp with their passing. They had the open space. It was just kind of unforced. All right, Marinovic dumps it in onto the stick of Schutte. Cougars get there first. 1 minute remaining on the power play. Puck knocked outside of the zone, and Lindsay will take control for the Cougars. He'll skate it up to center ice. He's got no numbers with him. He gets around quarters, or check that Harrison Cole, and the puck goes down low. Now send Carrick battling with Van Dyke. Joining the fray was Lindsay. Lindsay behind the net trying to feed it to Miskalik. And get it over to Laukkanen at the near point. Laukkanen over to Miskalik. Pricing up is Bishop. Bishop throws it on net, deflected a couple times, but then goes wide of net into the far corner. Now send Carrick. Tries to backhand it. Lindsay gets there first. Keeps the puck inside the zone. Good work by Lindsay. Now Laukkanen. Back to Lindsay. Back to Van Dyke at the far point. Near point Bishop on net. Glove save made, and holding on was Schutte. No rebound given that time. 7 seconds remaining on the power play. Take a look at this replay now. Digging it out, keeping it in the zone. The Cougars did a good job of cycling, keeping it inside the zone. No numbers.
Yeah.
Right.
He's going to see that every time.
Right. So we have 7 seconds remaining, another key draw. Let's see if Miskalik can win the draw and get it back to either Riffle or Kavanaugh. Cougars win the draw. Van Dyke fires a shot, and Schutte was able to make the save along the far post, or near post. Now Harrison Cole comes out with it. Both teams back at full strength. 2-1, Wisconsin Rapid River Kings leading the Cougars with 8:34 to play here in the third period. This is the second of three games between these two teams. The River Kings won the opener last night at the Leaf Center by the score of 3-0. That was the first time the Cougars were shut out all season. And I know Coach Stofers wasn't happy about that.
No, we had him up here with us last night, and just his expressions about the game, he didn't like it.
Yeah, and I think part of it, he didn't like being up here too, you know, as opposed to being behind the bench, because he kind of felt powerless. There wasn't much he could do, but that's what happens when you serve a suspension.
It's always hard on a team losing your captain and also losing your coach. They're the biggest two components of your team right there.
All right, but Brad's back on the bench tonight, and the Cougars are in a tough battle here, trailing by a goal with just over 8 minutes to play here in the third period. Faceoff will be to the left of Alex Jones. He's had a good game in net. as has Schutte, although Jones looks a little stung on that last shot attempt. Puck in the slot, shoveled ahead. Cole intercepts it in the neutral zone and flips it back inside the Cougars' zone. Jones leaves it behind the net, gets it over to Eric Norman. Norman knocked off the puck by Torres. Now Madonia flips it to Aronovich. Cole pinches in. Here's Hartman. Hartman tries to get a pass over to Parshall. Oh, check that, Marcuselli. Oh, the puck came loose. Kelly carries it inside the zone. In the slot, he loses possession of the puck. Oh, and a big hit avoided by Kelly from the hit from the Cougars. Now Kelly tries to take it back, comes out the center ice where Torres will drop it down inside the River King zone. Harrison Cole will go after it. And Marcuselli bumps him off the puck. Now Aronovich gets inside the zone. River Kings Kelly throws it down low to Demakopoulos. Aronovich battling, however. And now Lenzi steals it. Lenzi into the slot, sticked away. Aronovich was in the slot area. Here's Ross at the far point. Ross has it, throws it down low. Rings a shot and a stick save made by Schutte. Keeping it in at the point now is Maronovich. Rings it around outside of the reach of Lenzi. Pinching in from the near point is Laukkanen. He keeps it in. And this time the River Kings look to clear. Nice job by Torres to intercept that and avoid an icing. Now here's Kelly in the slot. Has the puck knocked off his stick temporarily. And then he was able to get another shot from the near circle. And Jones able to stick that into the far corner. Ross flips it out to center ice. Puck dumped back in by the River Kings. 6:27 to play. 2-1 Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Oh, puck knocked loose. Shot hits off a stick and into the netting. I don't think Jones saw that one. It's a tough play there for the Cougars.
Yeah, and Ross was out there for a while, so he was starting to break down and let some easy things go through.
He might still be bothered by that leg injury suffered yesterday. A little, not as fresh. Although this part in the season, everyone's banged up, but some a little more than others. Kavanaugh chips it to Van Dyke. Look at Quarter skating in, trying to interrupt the play by Van Dyke. Van Dyke pursues on. Now Van Dyke and McGowan battling. Puck comes out to center ice over the head of Bishop. Here's Albitz. Albitz in the near corner, rings it around to the far corner. Peterson gets there first for the River Kings. And he's joined by Van Dyke of the Cougars. And then Quarters. Peterson and Van Dyke. Peterson digs it out. Puck comes on net. Jones will hold on for the faceoff with 5:42 to play here in the third period. And the River Kings leading 2-1. Don't forget, folks, tomorrow the Heritage Classic game, outdoor game, for the Chicago Cougars and the Wisconsin Rapid River Kings. That's going to take place at the Frozemont Rink in Rosemont, Illinois. Faceoff is 5 p.m. Central Time. And we'll have that game right here on Hockey TV, powered by the Illinois Media School. So make sure to join us. Pre-game starts at 4:30. Lenzi carrying the puck in. Throws it on net. Stick save made by Schutte. And the puck thrown to the far boards. Laukkanen. He hammers Van Boeckelen into the boards, and he's going to get a penalty as Van Boeckelen coming up limp there. It's either a skate issue or the ankle, and Laukkanen's going to go to the box. Henry Laukkanen going to the box. Cross-checks the call.
We don't need to be taking those with only 5 minutes and 20 seconds left.
No, I can't afford to be shorthanded, but that's the scenario that they're in right now. Cougars keep trying to make some late changes, and the referee's not allowing that. All right, now Lenzi loses the draw. Flips it over to the far point. Harrison Cole has it. Over to Stiles. Stiles was being pressured by Lindsay. He's able to get it down low to Mance. Now Kelly. Michael Kelly has it to Mance. Along the near boards, top of the near circle to Stiles, top of the slot. Far circle, cross-ice pass from Cole to Mance. Back to Stiles. Stiles throws it on net, making a chest save was Jones, and the Cougars are able to clear. That was a big save. Now the River Kings. Stiles. Harrison Cole, stick handling at center ice. He's going to bring it in. Kavanaugh on him. Now Cole goes behind the net. Gets it into the slot to Kelly. Cougars were able to chip it out to center ice. Helf will throw it inside the River Kings zone. Schutte leaves it behind the net for Cole. Cole being pressured by Helf. Good job by Helf. Cole taken down. And the Cougars are able to clear. Nice job by Helf pressuring Cole on that carry up. Now Mance carries it in. He's able to dump it in before taking a hit. Ross tries to clear, and that goes off the skate of Kaiser. Now the puck clears out to center ice where Helf will take it. He'll flip it inside the zone and head off for a change. 35 seconds remaining on the power play for the River Kings. 3:53 to go here in the third period. 2-1 in favor of the River Kings. Sen Carrick chips it in. Throws it behind the net. Madonia falls down. Kaiser centers. It's taken away by Lindsay. Lindsay will skate it in. And Tolkien away at the blue line by Senkarik. Nice defensive play by Senkarik to interrupt the offensive shorthanded rush by the Cougars. Here comes Aronovich to Lindsay. Lindsay ball! He misses the backhand. Rebound attempt by Aronovich. Goes wide off the post. We're back at full strength here as the pass attempt to Van Dyke goes awry. Lindsay continues to battle. Now he's slashed by Mats from behind. Those two trade pleasantries.
Look for the D to
stop. Oh, there's a penalty on Kelly. Going to the box. He's hot. Kelly's going to go to the box. Let's see if that's an elbow call as well. Yep, elbow call it is.
Right before that big hit, I was about to say, look for the D to start activating with 2 minutes left.
Well, now they'll have a power play. Lindsay, even though they didn't score, they had good offensive possession time for that. And then Lindsay ultimately able to draw the penalty on that hit from Kelly. So Kelly's going to come into your screen here. Right here. Oh, yeah. Here's Van Dyke carrying the puck inside the zone. He's going to chase after it in the near corner. Power play time for the Cougars with 2:39 remaining. Over to Helf. Helf. He'll trade places with Kavanaugh. Over to Van Dyke. Back to Helf, top of the slot. Looking for an outlet. Now Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh. Stick handling. Drops it for Helf. Back to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh trades places far point. Into the slot area. Riffle fires a shot. And a save made by the River Kings. One shot and out for the Cougars. We're going to have to get a little more sustained pressure here. Moskalik, cross ice pass. You were going to say, Brandon?
The D needs to start pinching down a little, help out on offense more.
Puck comes knocked out to center ice. Moskalik is going to grab it. He's going to carry it along the far boards. He'll dump it around. Lindsay chasing after Harrison Cole. Cole does a good job of gaining position. But pinching in to join the fray was Riffle. And now Lindsay taken down. Cole comes out with the puck. Flips it over to the near boards. Kept in by Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh chips it down low to Moskalik. To Kavanaugh. To Helf. Helf circling. He was looking for someone at the near point. Nobody there. Now Bishop moves over. Puck goes a wide from Van Dyke. Over to Helf. Helf. To Bishop. Bishop fires a wild shot. Goes wide of net. Now down low, Moskalik. Cross ice, behind, gets batted behind the net. Now Bishop over to Van Dyke. To Helf, fires shot, glove save made. And holding on was Schutte. No rebound given with 5 seconds remaining on the power play. finally able to get a good shot there in the point by Health.
They've been cycling the puck really well on this power play.
In that time, they did have some traffic, although not a whole lot, but enough. And now it's going to be timeout called by the Cougars with 5 seconds remaining. Again, take a look at that shot by Health. Just not enough of a screen there as it gets through to Schutte, and he's able to make the save with Lenzi sitting on the doorstep. Well, understatement of the year, but I'm going to say it. This is a big faceoff for the Cougars.
I would say so.
5 seconds remaining on the power play, so you still have the man advantage. And then you have a few seconds before the before Kelly can come back on the ice, so you have a little more time than that, at least with the man advantage. But it means nothing if you don't win the draw.
If they can win the draw, put it to a point, maybe get some offensive opportunity, maybe create a rebound.
Yeah, you're looking to get at least one shot, and like you said, maybe a rebound, but you really have to crash the net. Now, the other thing you have to look out for, though, is with Kelly coming out of the box, he could decide to cherry pick at center ice, and if the River Kings win the draw, they might have a nice stretch pass opportunity. Yeah. So that's something to look for as well.
River Kings have a really good stretch pass.
Right.
Too.
So we'll see what takes place here. It's been a great game, though. A lot of back and forth, and the Cougars have responded in this third period. Just that Schutte's been up to the task. Also, goaltender Jones has been pulled. So it's actually a 6-on-4 right now. Cougars take the draw. Van Dyke gets it down low. They lose it. Empty net opportunity. And it goes wide of net as Van Dyke wasn't able to corral it. And now a player taken down. No call. Puck along the near boards. Penalty is over. Both teams, well, one man advantage for the Cougars as they've pulled goaltender Jones. And behind the net. Taken away by Quarters. Quarters flips it. Laukkanen knocks it back down. What's the call? And we're going to get a penalty against the Cougars with a cross check. Cross check on Riffle with 34 seconds remaining.
Riffle's not too happy about that one.
Wow. And with the penalty, the faceoff comes all the way back down inside the Cougar zone. So Jones is going to have to go back inside the net. So the Cougars have to win the draw, gain possession, get it into the River Kings zone in order to let Jones come off for the extra attacker. So, and that's just to get yourself even because you're already shorthanded.
Yeah, with the way the River Kings power play has been going, that's going to be hard.
All right, Cougars win the draw. Helf has it along the near boards. Pass attempt stolen by Reed Kaiser. Kaiser keeps it in. Into the slot, Van Boeckelen back on the ice. Oh, and a shot attempt by Mats. Big save made by Jones. 18 seconds remaining. Here comes Helf. Helf is going to skate it up ice. Jones is going to skate off. Inside to Lenzi along the near boards. Lenzi gets hit, and that's a penalty on Van Boeckelen. And now Van Boeckelen gets knocked from behind. And then Mats is tripping out. Everything's breaking out here. We got one more game to play, folks. This could be a chippy affair outside. Lots of cheap play there towards the end on both sides.
4-on-4 for 6.9 seconds right here.
All right. We're going to get a look at some of the carnage here. Puck carried inside the zone. Now watch Van Boeckelen coming in heavy. That's sort of a retribution hit. And then Van Boeckelen gets knocked down behind from Helf. And then Mats trips Helf. All kinds of players doing stuff. Now the referees are trying to get things cleared up here. A little confusion on the ice. There is 7 seconds remaining. 2-1 in favor of the River Kings. Faceoff is going to be inside the River Kings zone. All right, face off. One by the Cougars. Back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke flips a shot towards the net. Rebound! Loose in the slot area. And the horn sounds. And the River Kings come out on top as time expires. Here. Woo! A lot of activity towards the end, but the Cougars just unable to get the tying goal. So Lindsay wins the draw.
Kicked out of there to the point.
Van Dyke flips it, goes towards the net, and then comes down, runs loose, and Lindsay charging the net, and I believe that was Aronovich as well, or Miskalic, and then the puck eventually gets knocked away. All right, so the Cougars saluting their fans. Great game between these two teams, 2-1, the final score as the River Kings finish up this game shorthanded, but they're able to take the victory. 2-1. All right, Brandon, well, your thoughts on this game. Much better performance by the Cougars this time around. But
way better. The penalty kill was way better. They didn't give up. They gave up one, but, I mean, that's not that bad. They also scored shorthanded, which gave them momentum in the first. They lost that momentum going into the second period.
Yeah.
But
I think the downfall is just not being able to capitalize on the power play. They had some good looks, a lot better performance on the power play in terms of cycling the puck, but the bottom line is they weren't able to bury one.
Yeah, they didn't have the numbers in front of the net. That's what they needed, because there was a lot of opportunities where they could have put the puck in at a second time.
All right. So that's your final score from the Leafs Ice Center, 2-1. River Kings defeat the Cougars in game two of this three-game series. So far, the River Kings have won the series 2-0 on the strength of last night's 3-0 victory. But one more game to go here on Hockey TV between the Cougars and the River Kings. Don't forget to join us tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Pre-game starts at 4:30 Central Time as the River Kings will take on the Chicago Cougars in an outdoor game, the Heritage Classic, at the Frosemont Ice Arena in Rosemont, Illinois. Hockey TV will have that coverage again with pregame starting at 4:30 and puck drop at 5 o'clock. Well, Brandon, it's been fun.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Great. We'll see you next time. For Brandon Evans and Chris Hamilton, Joe Altoff, Timmy Helms, this is Eric Willowhite saying so long, and we'll see you tomorrow on Hockey TV.